When I was a kid, if I heard once, I heard a trillion times from aunts, uncles, grandparents, neighbors, anyone over the age of 10, what are you going to be when you grow up? So I've been pondering this a long time. As a kid, of course, I wanted to be all kinds of cool things. Play outfield for Chicago Cubs. Beat the Twins, be an astronaut, be an ambulance driver. Back then, they had the cool cars. We drove the Cadillac converted into an ambulance type thing. There were so many things to be. But in time, I pondered that and pondered that, and I came up to it with three main things that I really wanted to be. That's one reason why I like John in today's gospel. See, I think John and I maybe had kindred spirits. John in today's gospel, he says to Jesus, Jesus, there are these people, they're not members of our club, and they were doing like casting out demons. Tell them to stop. Because they're not doing it my way. Indeed, just a few verses later, in the next chapter, it will be John himself who will snuggle up to Jesus. Hey, Jesus, buddy, when you get up to heaven and you're sitting on that great big throne of yours, will you promise me something? That I can sit at your side? I don't have to have a throne as big as yours, but I want a throne. So when I was a kid, my three goals were real simple. To be, in this order, I think I've shared this before, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, President of the United States, and then Pope. And as I read the headlines of the paper, at this point, I'd like to be a pastor up in Saskatchewan. Eventually, John would see the throne. He would see the throne that Jesus was on, and he would get it. Because, see, the throne that Jesus ascended was not this throne of glory, but was the cross. And it's from the cross that Jesus gives life to all the world and pours out his spirit and breathes upon us love. So John would reorientate what he was grasping at to receiving, being a follower, disciple of Jesus. And so too for us. We need to realize that what God is asking of us, what God is calling of us, is to be those servants, those disciples of Jesus, who are disciples not because we can be big and fancy, but so that we can be known as those who serve and who serve and who serve. What if when Jesus turned to John and the disciples in today's gospel, he says, better for you to have your hand cut off than to go into, and if it's causing you sin, than to go into heaven or go into Gehenna. Ugh. Better to have a hand cut off if it causes you to sin and to go into heaven maimed than to go into Gehenna with both hands. What if what Jesus was saying wasn't, hey, John, I want you to cut your hand off? What if what Jesus was saying is, hey, John, we are one body. We are the body. You are my body. You are members of the one body of Christ. And if you don't get your act together, even though you are called to be the hand of the body of Christ or the eye of the body of Christ or the foot of the body of Christ, even though you're called to serve or to see with compassion or to travel great lengths in proclaiming the gospel, if you don't get your act together, you will be cut off from the body of Christ. So too for us. A number of years ago, I was a young pastor before I had any gray. And I was visiting with this man by the name of Bishop Dudley from our diocese. He had retired. And he's saying, "Hey, Kevin, how's it going?" I go, "It's going great." "Well, what are you up to?" And I began to lay out my 12 million point projects that we're doing. We're raising money for this. We're going to build a church. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. It's going to be great. Like, people are flocking. It's just wonderful. And then he stops me mid-sentence. It says, "Kevin, on Monday, I'm going up to Sharing Caring Hands. Pick me up at 10 o'clock. And walks away. I go, "Okay. You're a bishop. Even if you're retired, you're a bishop." So 10 o'clock, I go up to Northfield, pick him up at his family farm, drive him up to Sharing Caring Hands. And I don't see him for a while. I'm just, it's great. I'm helping to serve people and feeding people, helping to help people over here. "Hey, do this, do that," giving direction, doing all these things. It's just going great. And Mary Jo Copeland comes up to me and says, "Hey, Father Kevin, Bishop Dudley would like to see you." I go, "Oh, yeah, yeah, where is he?" And she points over there. "He's over there." I go, "Where? I don't see him." There's this wall. And behind the wall, we're on, evidently sitting down, where some gentleman I could see, gentleman that you could tell that had maybe lived life on the streets a few nights. And I go, "I don't see Bishop Dudley over there." "Well, go over there." "So, yes, Mary Jo, whatever you say." So I go over there, look over the wall, and there's Bishop Dudley. He's down on the floor, and his hands are the feet of this gentleman, and he's washing them. And he put this ointment on these feet, put brand new socks on these feet, put brand new shoes on these feet. And then he looked up at me and he said, "Get over here and get down here and wash some feet." Jesus really wants you and me to be his disciples, to follow him. But if we're not willing to wash some feet, we might get cut off. So let's wash some feet.